Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
In this episode of Life's Essentials, Prem Rawat travels to Madrid to be interviewed by national TV presenter Anne Igartiburu and shares inspiring stories from his new book, talks about how violence impacts us, and explains how to invite light into our lives. For more info, head over to premrawat.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the episode.
Well, here we are. How was the break? Good? It's a little bit chilly here, isn't it? Little bit chilly, yeah. Let's see, we warm it up a little bit. Good. Well, the moment has arrived. We have some questions and some nice moments to keep on growing inside of us and trying to discover where the peace is inside of us and some more things. So, yes, let's welcome once again on this stage Mr. Prem Rawat. Such a pleasure. Here we are. It was a great talk, yeah, actually.
Thank you.
So how did you feel? How's everything? So far good, huh?
So far so good.
So far so good.
Yeah. I see some sleepy eyes.
Do you? Yes. Why don't, actually? I could see from the screen, we got some screens on the back, all these smiley faces.
Yes.
Listening to these words and this wisdom. So, but I love the book. I have to congratulate you because so many stories, and I was telling, you can kind of make different interpretation depending on the moment you are, who are you reading it with, what are the important words there, how you stop to read it and tell yourself, okay, what's the meaning of this in this moment, right? Mm. So where do you get the stories from?
The stories have been around for such a long time. I mean, It's a really non-confrontal way to put on a message, to give a message to somebody. India happens to be a country of stories.
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, stories were my entertainment because we really didn't have television. Well, we did not have television. And the radio, which we did have a radio, it only used to come on for a few hours and then it would stop. So the only way to keep entertained was to listen to stories. And if you could find somebody who could tell you stories, that was just really wonderful.
Yeah.
And in India, the stories are really a way to pass on a message. Pass on a message.
It happened through the story, that's
yes,
right.
Yeah.
Is there any favorite one you have?
Oh, I like all of them.
What about you?
I mean,
you have favorite stories? Yeah. Here you go over them and then you find out this one is my favorite. Then you go here. Yeah, so many. Well, so many questions here. I don't know if we're going to have time for all of this.
Doesn't matter. We can just get through as many as we can.
Okay. What about... Okay, let the rain... Peace. Let the rain of peace come over. That's an important sentence. Let the rain cover you and get ready. When I was listening to you, thinking of, okay, what are you ready for? And when the rain comes, you have to be ready and also ready to decide and make a change. So this is very interesting.
Yeah, it is. Because everything... in this nature, everything that works has created a space for itself. It has created a relationship with everything else. It has created a niche for itself. It has created an identity for itself, and in that it lives, it exists, it survives. I have seen pictures in the desert where there's the mountain and there is a little crack, and it would be the most unlikely place a tree could grow. But it's okay. Nobody's going to tell the tree, hey, that's the wrong place, that's the wrong address. And the tree has found what it was looking for. And because it found, it took that opportunity, and there it is. And everything, you know, I used to ask this question in India, because they would dig a lake, and the next thing you know, a few weeks later, there's fishes in there.
How come?
Well, where'd they come from? Did you put fishes in there? And amazingly enough, those fish eggs are coming through the birds. Mm. They have been traveling with them, and then they put their guana in the water, and it all the life cycle begins. Because it is about opportunity. And no opportunity should be abandoned. No opportunity should be just thrown away. We don't see our life as an opportunity. And so a day is not seen as an opportunity, and the day is, you know, we're perfectly happy to abandon it, waiting for this and waiting for that and doing this and doing nothing. Whilst in nature that would not be allowed. That would not be permitted. That's a weakness. You didn't get it. You didn't get it, you're out. But as human beings, we have the possibility of truly recognizing what the opportunity is. And if we can do that, this is where we begin to understand who we are.
And it happens also that you have to be ready, but also be aware that you have to look at the whole picture, not only think about, as you said, not about what I don't have, but what I could have, what I do have, or what I'm going to do with what I have.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
Talking about your big message about peace, most of the people here in Spain, you know this already, but maybe people watching us out from here don't remember that today, March 11th, we suffered 7 years ago the killing of so many people in a bomb, terrorist attack. Spain has been going through many violent moments, and we went through it knowing how to get over it. What's your perspective about how to face this kind of violence in our life today?
It's not a question of how do you face it. Obviously you are not meant to face it. You know,
no.
we don't come with a turtle shell.
No.
You know, and we don't come with any armor like an armadillo. There's this creature in America called the armadillo. It's quite protected.
Yeah.
So are we really made for violence? No, we don't have long fingernails like the lions do. We don't really have big teeth. We don't have a strategy of going and praying and doing all of this stuff. The question to me when I see this violence of human beings against human beings, one, it always shocks me.
Yeah.
Two, it's like, what went wrong? That the value of a life of another human being means nothing to you. Something went horribly wrong.
Yeah, the whole concept is mistaken.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. And then, you know, I also give this example many times. Let's say you have a little factory and it makes chocolate. And your whole family is involved in it and you make chocolate. And you think it's really good chocolate. And of course, you would want everybody to eat that chocolate. Then you'd go to fairs and you try to give samples of that chocolate. You want, because you manufacture chocolate, you want the whole world to have chocolate. And your chocolate, you want them to taste it, buy it, you know. And it makes sense. So think about that. And then think, what if you make weapons?
Yeah. No good.
And you want the whole world.
Yeah.
So it becomes this thing. Somewhere along the line, we have to make a decision. No! We have to change. We have to change. And our change has to begin with the first change that has to happen. Is forget about me and bring in us. All of us. All of us. There's too much of this me mentality exists. It started in the 70s. In that 70s decade, one of the things that happened was people started switching to the me, gimme, gimme, me. The time has come, enough of the me. It didn't go so well. Time has come to change the me to us.
Yeah.
That all of us are on this planet Earth. That all of us need to understand what it means to be alive. That all of us need to help each other. We shouldn't be devising ways of killing each other. We should be devising ways of helping each other. And I, for definitely, if human beings have enough brains to get to the moon, they have, believe me, enough brains to take care of the problems that seem insurmountable. So this is, you know, maybe I'm oversimplifying things, but I don't think so. But it's a change in consciousness. When you start to think a certain way, it changes everything. There was a crash, long, long time ago, there was an air crash in Mexico. And the crash actually happened in a very, it wasn't Mexico, it was in the Amazons, in the jungle. And nobody survived that crash except for one person. Only one person survived, ended up walking back to civilization from the crash. Would you be shocked to hear that it was a girl? Would you be shocked to hear she was blind? But everybody else who was, because many, many times it is not the crash that kills you. You actually survive the crash. It's the post-crash that kills you. And those people, whoever did survive the crash, were not able to change what they were seeing. She was. She simply took the attitude, I am out of here. I'm not going to be here. And it got her through it. The rest of it probably saw the situation, how dire it was, and just gave up. And this rethinking, the time is right to rethink. Not me, us. Not even we, us. And us is everyone. Whether they are Spanish, whether they are British, whether they are Chinese, whether they're Australians, whether they're Americans, whether they're Mexicans, whether they're, you know, Indians, whether they're, whatever, us. Because that is the only solution that we haven't tried. We've tried the me, We tried the meat, it didn't work so well.
There's so many people around the world, I know, they come to you trying to find an answer, expecting to have that those words of wisdom, and your answer is always very generous and posing the answer on themselves, trying them help them to find the answer inside themselves. But there's a question here. It says, sometimes I struggle. I feel sad knowing that one day I will be gone or that the people I love will be gone. It's like I'm afraid of something bad happening. Do you have any advice on how I can feel better?
Yes. Of course. Of course. If I give you Aladdin's lamp. You've heard the story of Aladdin and his lamp. You rub the lamp, the genie comes, right? If I give you the Aladdin's lamp and say, okay, you have 2 hours. For 2 hours, this lamp is yours. Go for it, whatever you want. 2 hours. But after 2 hours, this lamp is mine. What would you do? Here's the lamp. I only have it for 2 hours. This is so sad. Why couldn't I have it for 2.5 hours? If I only had it for 2.5 hours, I could do so much more, that half hour worth. Oh, this is terrible. You get it? Start rubbing that thing!
Good.
Make your wishes one after another. Bam, 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 bam. Keep that genie busy. As busy as you can for the next 2 hours. It's a matter of strategy. What is your strategy? This is the genie. You have it? What is your strategy? So and so is gone. No, learn the value of every day. Learn the value. When you see your kids, this is not about what are you doing? You probably sound like an auctioneer at the auction. Gone! As a child leaves for the school. Gone! Like sold. No. How are you? How are you? Enjoy your day. Because this, you think the child hears it? If your child hears that, sorry. You gave birth to a very child. But if your child is smart, it doesn't matter what you say. It's like, in one, out the other. Remember, that's what you used to do. When you were young, that's what you used to do. Your mother would go, yeah, mom, whatever. Boom, done. So this is just how it is. You have this opportunity. Don't let it go by. It's not about the sadness. It's not about, oh, I'm going to miss that person. Because one thing that you have is so powerful, that even if they're gone, you can remember them. And memory is the most amazing technology there is. Because when the projector of memory is turned on, not only the audio is in 3D, but so is the picture, and the detail is impeccable. And it automatically focuses on what mattered the most to you. So you see the smile, you hear the laughter, and it's like not a day has gone by. Use it! It's yours! But, this projector only plays back what was put in it. If what was put in it was just bad times with that person, well, that's what it's going to tend to play. So make sure that you garner those good times, those beautiful times, so that that's what plays out. Again and again and again in your life.
Good. Thank you. Practice in that. Practice and practice.
Yes.
What do you practice, right? As you said in the book.
My name's Jason Fleming. The More Than My Past podcast will see me talking to a wide range of inspiring people. People who have confronted and overcome addiction or imprisonment or both and turned their lives around.
I did mad things that was hurting myself and hurting other people.
Everybody grows up in a house called normal. Heroin addiction and chaos was my normal.
Some people don't understand the word moderation, and I was definitely one of those people.
The More Than My Past podcast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tell us about your visits to Fukushima. Do you like going back? Do you like staying there with people?
Well, yes, I went there. And it's these children who had been displaced because of the tsunami and everything that happened. And it was so touching to be there. You know, and some of them were very, very young. So I'm sure that they didn't even realize anything had happened. And then they were the ones that were more the teenager years, and to them it was a very real thing. And you just see the courage of the children, you know. And to them, the receiving the book was just amazing. They were just, because they had read the stories and so on, to have a personal copy of that book just meant everything to them. And they were just like, yes, yes, you know. And so I very clearly remember that. And then I visited the second time around, and it was with the kids who had been reading this book, and they were much, had grown up, and were now more in their teenage years. And it was just amazing to interact with them and talk to them about it and how beautiful it is. Because, you know, we don't need thousands and thousands of words to say a little bit that touches the heart.
That's true.
And when the heart is touched, what it can do, especially for somebody who is growing, like all of us, still grown, because it's a matter of practice.
Of course.
And the more we practice the love, the better we will get at it. The more we practice peace, the more we will get better at it. The more we practice wisdom, the better we will get at it. And that's, you know, that's the one of the messages behind that story. And somehow they at least see a contrast in their life that they could practice this. And it becomes a very powerful thing for them.
Yeah. So the pictures of, they were so happy and sharing, and it was very interesting. Well, there's another question here coming. What can I do to bring light into this world?
Yes. The way is only one way to bring light.
Turn it on, right?
There's only one way to bring on the light. Is find the light in yourself and make sure it is turned on. Then you bring the light. Light is a very powerful thing. Light is a very powerful, because removal of darkness without bringing in the light is an insurmountable problem. In fact, it's impossible. But the removal of darkness in itself is not difficult if you understand how to do it, which is bring in the light. What is the light? The light in you, in your world, is knowing yourself. That is your light. It's finding the peace inside of you. That is your light. People get indoctrinated. Young kids get indoctrinated. Yes, go out there and do this hideous task. Go hurt people. And they get so focused because of the darkness. They've been surrounded by the darkness. No light is allowed. And in that darkness, go do this. My solution, as simple as may sound, is to turn on the light so they can see. So they can see. And if they are in touch with the goodness of their heart, will they do those hideous things as a human being? A very, very, very good question. It was a Christmas morning. The Germans and the British had been fighting. And they'd been fighting all night long. They were dug up in their trenches. And it was a cold, cold morning. The sun came up over the horizon and filled the air with light, firing stopped. Some soldiers from the German side and some from the British side got out of their trenches and slowly, cautiously walked towards each other. What pursued or ensued was a party. They shook hands with each other. Whatever little they had to eat or drink, they exchanged with each other. This was not commanded by their commanders. They all felt to express a little humanness. In a field where humanity had been wiped out for a few hours, they exercised their right, their wisdom of humanity. I didn't make that up. It really happened. It really happened. This is a human being, my friends. This is a human being. Terrible things human beings do as well. Oh yeah, horrible, hideous, hideous. But that's not a human being. Sorry, but that's not a human being. Because that battlefield, wherever it is, bears testimony to what really a human being is. To not fire at each other. And for that Christmas morning, to come together and share what little they had. So, that's a human being. You want to bring the light? Light the light. Like somebody said, light it. Let it shine. In your life. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Yes. Sometimes it feels like being in the shade, being in the dark is more comfortable because you don't have to show who you are or what you are. It takes a risk to get on the light, take the light outside from yourself. So you have sometimes like make a step ahead, right?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, let's see. I live in a vicious circle that I do not know how to get out of, which includes occasional mistreatment and violence. This situation is making us sick and causing a lot of pain to my partner and me. However, we cannot put an end to it or charge change it definitively, even if we try. Please help me with your clarity. I feel that all this is damaging my heart and my capacity to love. Help me.
Well, all I can do is share what I know. Whether that will help you or not, I don't know. Helping is a big, big word, because when somebody helps, you have to accept it as well. If you don't accept if somebody's helping, it's not going to work. In life, one thing is very, very important. You have to decide what you want. Anything is possible. If you want to be miserable, this is completely possible. We haven't talked about that. I usually don't get into that subject of how you can go ahead and be miserable and ways to be miserable, but it is possible. It is totally possible. You want to live in the darkness, it's totally possible. You don't want to light the light, that is completely possible. And if you don't want to exercise your clarity, because you have to understand, what do you want? When you are caught in a vicious cycle, this is important, this is important, this is important, this is important, this is important. But the day, through your clarity, you understand, no, getting out of this is what is important. Then you will make path to get out. Because now you don't want to compromise. But when it's not clear to you, you merely accept. Okay, this is how it is. I don't like it. But what can I do? What can I do? Look, I have visited a lot of prisons. Okay? I go there, not because I've done anything wrong, but I go there, I just want to clarify that, but I go there to see if I can help the people. I'm not there to entertain them, that's not my point. I don't go there to entertain. But somebody just reminded me what I said to one of the first prisons I went to in South Africa. I had forgotten. And this is what I had told them. I told them that I cannot help you get out of this prison. I can't. I'm not here to break you out. But I said there is another prison you live in. And this prison that you live in is more dangerous than this outside one, because one day you will get out of this one, but this other prison that you're locked in, you won't get out of it. And because you went in this other prison, that's why you ended up in this prison. And if you don't get out of this prison, that inside prison, you will end up back here again. So I am here to free you from that prison that's inside of you. You too have to understand. And there's a very beautiful saying, you do not need wings to fly. A human being does not need wings to fly. If you want to fly, all you have to do is cut the chains that bind you. I bet you have been looking for wings. You don't need the wings. That's not the problem. Could you fly? That's not the problem. The problem is the chains that hold you down. Cut them, and you will fly. Same thing. The day you make a determination, no. 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 Darkness is not acceptable. Confusion, my dear, dear confusion, I have known you too long. It's time we part ways. My dear, dear pain, we have been together entirely too long. It's time you go your way, I go mine. When that becomes crystal clear. This is the beauty about clarity. Once something becomes clear, you stop compromising. Want me to give you an analogy? How that works? Okay, so there you are. You are in your living room. You're watching television. You're making popcorn, taking phone calls. You're on your phone, on your iPad, on your computer all at the same time, even though you only have two hands. You're actually on three machines. Everything is fine. Everything is good. Going to the bathroom is not even in the equation. It's not even in a plan. It's not even planned for. It's not even come up. It's just... Now, this is, of course, a little bit after your coffee, and you feel the first urge. You have to go. But it's very minor. Popcorn, television, iPhone, iPad, computer. Situation normal. 10 minutes have gone by, and the urge has slightly increased in intensity. Where are you? In the living room. Television, popcorn, iPhone, iPad, computer. Hello, dog. Come, sit here, watch TV with me. Dog just wants your popcorn. He doesn't really care about you either. But the world is normal, everything is fine. Now it increases, it increases, it increases, it keeps going, it increases. It gets to a point, right? Television or no television? Popcorn or no popcorn? iPhone or no iPhone? You're going to leave that world behind and you're going to be having one track mind. Your phone rings. Let it ring. Why? You have one mission to accomplish. It works like that. I was born in a country called India. When you're driving on a road and you see a car pulled over, there could only be two reasons. One, the car is broken. Or two, somebody is doing what they need to do. And coming and the second coming, third coming and fourth coming would not stop you. Because now it is obvious, it must happen. Look at clarity the same way. When something becomes so obvious that nothing else will distract you, your wife comes out of the kitchen, honey, what do you want for just a minute? You know you could be risking your dinner here. You could be risking your life. You could be risking your future. But just a minute. You hear a knock on the door. Wait. Now, I know this is a bad example. But it's the only one I know everybody has experienced. It's common ground. The importance for peace has to be just as clear as that. You want to put behind the situation that you don't like, the need and necessity has to be just like that and no compromises. And the day you have it, you'll climb out. That's how you do it. And that's the only way to do it. In life, that's what happens. That's what happens. My youngest grandson, he's so cute. He comes up to me, and now, of course, he can walk. He comes up to me, comes up to my legs, he grabs my leg, and he looks up. He goes, "Pick me up." So I pick him up. He's happy. If I don't pick him up, he knows his mission. And here I am. I answer so many questions. I do so much explaining. I can't explain to him. Can you hang on a minute? Because it doesn't matter. I have to pick him up. And I love to pick him up. So cute. He has also figured out, I got him a train set so he could play with it. And now he sits there and he takes his finger and he pushes the engine over and then he looks at you in the cutest eyes and he goes, uh-oh. So you put the train back on and he goes, uh-oh. To him, the entertainment is not the train going around the track, but leaving the track and him going, and then somebody coming along and putting the train back on. So be it. If this is what keeps him entertained, so be it. You can try to have your formulas, you can try to have all these things, but unless the clarity, the level of clarity that you need to have and no compromise, unless that is there, you will not be able to break the cycle. The cycle that takes place here are very, very strong. Habit. When something becomes a habit, it is hard to break. Ignorance can become a habit. Unconsciousness can become a habit. And when it does, it becomes a really, really hard to break. But you must break it. You must break it because you have the tools to break it. You made the habit, you break the habit. And how do you break a habit? By changing the habit to something else. So that's how you get out of it. My opinion, anyways.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing us, also with the sense of humor, real things. And I think it's important, this point of view also. And I guess we really appreciate these words of wisdom that finally come to us. As you said, you're not telling us anything new, but you're telling us in a way that we wake up our mental, yeah, our minds somehow. I guess you've learned so much over all these years traveling around. And thank you for bringing us all this knowledge to us. Appreciate, gracias, Prem Rawat, for being with us. Gracias.
Thank you so much for listening to Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. We'll be back soon with more episodes. In the meantime, it would be great if you could subscribe and give us a review as well. For more information, go to premrawat.com. My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to. Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great eps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.